What is interoception, and why does the insula matter? Interoception is the sense of the body's internal physiological condition. Heartbeat, breathing, hunger, temperature, the state of the gut. The neuroscientist A.D. Budd Craig showed that these signals are gathered and remapped in the insula, a fold of cortex buried in each hemisphere, building what he called a representation of the material me that may underlie subjective feelings and self-awareness, Craig 2002. Brain imaging links how accurately you can feel your own heartbeat to activity and gray matter in the right anterior insula. Critchley et al. In 2004, and a mistuned interoceptive prediction may drive anxiety and depression, Paulus and Stein, 2006. We are taught there are five senses, all of them pointed outward: sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, as if the job of perception were only to map the world beyond the skin. But the brain is just as busy sensing inward. Every second it receives a torrent of signals from the heart, the lungs, the gut, the blood, the tissues, reporting on the state of the body it is charged with keeping alive. Most of this never reaches awareness. Some of it surfaces as the great felt weather of being alive. The flutter of fear, the glow of calm, the sinking gut, the sense that something is simply off. This inward sense has a name and, increasingly, an address in the brain. And it may be closer to the root of who you are than any of the five senses you were taught to count. The sense with no name. The word is interoception, and it covers the perception of the internal milieu of the body. The beat of the heart, the fullness of the lungs, the churn and stretch of the gut, hunger and thirst, temperature, the burn of muscles, the deep chemistry of the blood. It is distinct from the outward senses and from proprioception, the sense of where your limbs are in space. Interoception is the body reporting on itself, not where your hand is, but how your body is doing. For most of the history of neuroscience, this was treated as plumbing, unglamorous reflex machinery keeping blood pressure and blood sugar in range, far beneath the dignity of thought. That view has been overturned. The signals streaming up from the body turn out to be woven into the highest functions of the mind: emotion, decision, empathy, the sense of self, and the structure that does the weaving has moved from the margins of the brain to the center of some of its deepest questions. Craig and the map of the inner body. The person most responsible for that shift was the neuroanatomist A.D. Budd Craig. Painstakingly tracing the pathways that carry information from the body's tissues, he described an afferent system, a dedicated sensory highway RAD, that represents all aspects of the physiological condition of the physical body. This is not the old reflex plumbing. It is a genuine sensory system, and its destination is telling. It converges on the insula, a fold of cortex tucked deep in the lateral sulcus of each hemisphere, hidden beneath the frontal and temporal lobes. Craig, 2002. Craig's deeper claim was about what the insula does with this river of bodily data. In his model, the signals are re-represented and integrated along the insula from back to front, and by the time they reach the anterior insula, they have been built into a unified image of the body's condition, what he memorably called a representation of the material me. This image, he proposed, might provide the very foundation for subjective feelings, that emotions are, at root, the brain's reading of the state of the body made conscious in the insula. In a later synthesis, he argued the anterior insula is where interoceptive awareness becomes, quite literally, the awareness of a feeling self, Craig 2009. The heartbeat test. A grand theory needs a hard measurement, and interoception found one in something disarmingly simple. Whether you can feel your own heart beating. In the classic task, people are asked to silently count their heartbeats over a stretch of time without taking a pulse, and their count is compared to the true number recorded by a monitor. Some are strikingly accurate. Others are far off. This interoceptive accuracy varies enormously from person to person, and it turns out to matter. In a landmark 2004 study, Hugo Critchley and colleagues put people in a scanner while they judged the timing of their own heartbeats. Activity rose across the insula, cingulate, and somatomotor cortex. But the crucial finding was sharper. In the right anterior insular cortex, neural activity predicted how accurate each person was at the task. More than that, the amount of gray matter in that same region correlated both with interoceptive accuracy and with how much people said they were aware of their own bodily sensations. Critchley et al. In 2004. The felt sense of the body was not floating free. It had a physical seat, and its sharpness was written into the very structure of that seat. OTW psilocybin mushroom treats. Feelings from the body up. This inverts the intuitive story of emotion. We tend to think a feeling happens in the mind and then, secondarily, shows up in the body. You become afraid, and then your heart races. The interoceptive view, with a lineage running back to William James, turns this around. The racing heart, the tight chest, the cold sweat come first, and the feeling of fear is in large part the brain's reading of those bodily changes. Emotion is the insula's interpretation of the state of the body. This is why emotions are so stubbornly physical, why grief sits in the chest and dread in the stomach, and why the language of feeling is the language of the body. Gutted, heartbroken, breathless, sick with worry. It also explains the quiet power of intuition. A gut feeling is not merely a figure of speech. It may be a genuine interoceptive signal, a summary of bodily information the brain has integrated below the threshold of words, surfacing as a nudge toward or away from a choice. The body, in this sense, is always voting, and the insula is where the votes are counted. It is closely tied to the gut-brain axis, the two-way conversation between the belly and the brain that shapes so much of how we feel. When the inner sense mistunes, if interoception builds our feelings, then a fault in interoception should distort them. And this is exactly where the story turns clinical. In an influential 2006 paper, Martin Paulus and Murray Stein proposed an insular view of anxiety. Their idea fits neatly with the predictive brain. The anxious brain, they argued, carries an altered interoceptive prediction signal. It overforecasts a bad body state, predicting the racing heart, the tight chest, the surge of alarm, and then detecting the gap between that dire prediction and the current body generates the dread, the worry, and the avoidance that define anxiety. Paulus and Stein, 2006. The insula is now implicated across a striking range of conditions in which the felt body has gone awry. The panic that erupts from a misread heartbeat, the numbness and disconnection of depression, the distorted body signals of eating disorders, and the bodily hypervigilance of chronic pain. A whole field now treats interoception as a hidden axis of mental health. The idea being that many disorders are in part disorders of how the brain reads and predicts its own body. Learning to feel the body accurately without alarm is emerging as a therapeutic target in its own right. And it is part of why practices like meditation and breathwork, which train attention on internal sensation, can steady the mind, join the OOTW sacrament. The oldest prayer, remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation, the body and the altered state. Interoception also throws unexpected light on the psychedelic experience, which is so often described in bodily terms. Waves of energy, the dissolving of the body's edges, an overwhelming sense of aliveness, sometimes the churn of nausea. If the insula builds the felt body and helps anchor the sense of a bounded self, then altering its activity should alter the felt relationship between body and world. Psychedelics act throughout the cortex via 5-HT2A receptors, which are richly expressed in these regions, and a plausible piece of the ego dissolution experience is a shift in how the body is mapped, the loosening of the ordinary boundary between the material me and everything outside it. This connects to the larger picture emerging across this journal. The predictive brain is not only predicting the outside world, it is predicting the body, and a great deal of the self may be a high-level prediction about the state of one's own flesh. When those predictions loosen, the felt self can loosen with them. The insula in that frame is not a bystander to consciousness, but one of the places where the embodied self is quietly and continuously assembled, and on occasion taken apart. The honest cautions. The science of interoception is young and still arguing with itself, and the caveats matter. The trusty heartbeat counting task, which underpins much of the field, has been sharply criticized. Some people may guess well from their knowledge of a normal pulse rather than by truly feeling it, which means interoceptive accuracy is harder to measure cleanly than it first appears. Researchers now carefully separate several distinct things: objective accuracy, subjective confidence, and the general tendency to attend to the body, that older studies sometimes blurred together. The insula, too, is not a tidy interoception center. It is one of the most connected and multi-purpose regions in the entire brain, active in empathy, disgust, risk, pain, taste, and speech. And interoception is one of its jobs rather than its sole identity. The claim that feelings and the self are built from bodily signals is a powerful and well-supported hypothesis, not a closed case. And the links to specific disorders are associations that do not, on their own, prove cause. As always, this is a map of a living scientific frontier, not a settled textbook. Listening inward. Still, the shift in perspective is real and worth carrying with you. The self you take for granted is not only a thinker gazing out at the world, it is a body, constantly sensed from within. And much of what you call emotion, intuition, and even identity may be the brain's ongoing reading of that inner state. The next time a decision feels right in your chest, or a fear grips your stomach before your thoughts catch up, you are hearing the body's inner voice, the oldest sense you have, spoken in the ancient language of the flesh and translated deep in the folds of the insula into the feeling of being alive. UTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The neuroscience of interoception is an active, evolving field. Measures such as heartbeat counting are debated, and links to specific mental health conditions are associations rather than proven causes. Nothing here is medical guidance or a recommendation regarding any substance or practice.